This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, we made it to a Thursday. It's hour one here.
Yeah, we did.
Welcome to Montana. I mean, no, Las Vegas. It feels like Montana. Not Joe. He'll join us later on. A little breezy here today. It's football weather. And we've got a great guest list today. Joe Montana joins us. Deion Sanders will stop by a little bit later on. Also, first hour, the Eagles' all-pro offensive lineman Lane Johnson stops by. Dan Orlovsky of the Mothership and former NFL quarterback Chase Daniel will stop by. In case you're wondering, yes, the Traeger grills are fired up.
Heck
and
yeah.
Thanks to Good Ranchers, we have great food today. And we have Kansas City food on the grill, and we have San Francisco food on the grill. So we have smoked brisket, burnt ends. Is it chicken spadini?
Oh, spadini.
Yeah.
That's an Italian thing. Oh.
So that's a Garazzo's restaurant, I believe, in Kansas City, inspired by that. We have a Kansas City cut strip steak, cheesy corn, Stroud's famous cinnamon rolls. Then San Francisco brings us clam chowder, tri-tip roast, mission-style burritos, Chinese barbecue pork.
No.
No, nobody. I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. And then we have Ghirardelli's triple chocolate caramel brownie.
What?
Oh what? Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. 3 p.m. today, the NBA trade deadline. And I don't know if there's any big names that are going to be moved. And it's tougher to trade somebody now. It feels like everything is a salary dump, expiring contract. You got to have things that match up here. And I don't know if you're going to get any big movement, but we'll keep an eye on it. I got some of my best people working on that today. Yes, Paul?
Yeah, we're going to keep an eye. We have the tracker in front of us,
oh,
Dan. So if anyone goes, we'll let you know.
All righty. Other news, Nick Saban's going to College Game Day, which I don't think surprises anybody. And he had already been there. He worked with them a little bit the last couple of years. And I know that having Pat McAfee on there, I guess Coach Corso is going to still make cameos there, Reese Davis and Kirk Herbstreit. Yes.
It's going to be an interesting dynamic between Pat McAfee and Nick Saban. Because Coach Saban feels like a fellow who doesn't put up with nonsense. And Pat McAfee is essentially all nonsense all the time. They're going to be sitting next to just a lot of eye rolls like, all right, young man. Okay, that'll
be
enough.
It'd be great if he scolded Pat McAfee, made him run the steps or something, yeah, you know? Go, Pat, get out of here.
Now, son, you're supposed to be a professional here. You realize that, right?
He's going to have to lighten up a little bit.
Yeah,
Coach is going to have to lighten up a little bit there. Yes, Paulie.
I wouldn't want to be the producer who tells Nick Saban, Coach, 20 seconds, then please wrap it up.
Yeah.
I'll wrap it up when I'm ready to wrap
Coach,
it up.
Coach, a little more energy, if you don't mind. That'd be great. Thanks.
I'll give you energy.
Ooh. All right. That is energy right there.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. I'll break.
Why don't you slow down with that energy, Coach?
You know what's got energy? These nuts.
I already talked about the D's nuts situation on the Dan Patrick Show. No comment, Reese.
You know what?
That is a Nick Saban thing, if I'm not mistaken.
That is. Sorry. But that's where we heard about it. And then I think had Josh Jacobs on it. And then I said, did Coach ever say these nuts in practice? And he goes, yeah. How did you know that? Like, I heard about this.
He makes these nuts jokes.
Yes. Yeah, Paul.
And, of course, that got a lot of play in SEC land. It led some of the local papers. Not joking. Then we had Tua on a year later who confirmed the these nuts rumors. Yes. And then we had Nick Saban on a couple months later.
I had to ask him.
We had a pre-show meeting, and imagine a bunch of guys like us sitting around on a national radio and television show going, so how are we going to get into the D's nuts situation with Coach Saban? Yeah. And you did. You led with it.
Yes, I did.
That's fun.
Like, Coach, let's get this out of the way. And then he was like, yeah, I've said that before. I've said D's nuts.
Sometimes.
And I go, okay, all right. Being a great journalist that I am, I had to ask the tough questions.
We were sweating.
Yes. All right. Poll question today. Seton, you have the honors.
Yes. If you were, Paulie and I were talking about this one before the show. If you were an NFL player, would you rather have grass fields or legal grass?
All right.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yes, Paul.
So according to a report by the NFLPA, 92% of the players want grass field, natural grass, and do not want some level of field turf.
Okay, I'd love to interview one of the 8%, and they don't want natural grass, that they maybe kickers?
I like the turf.
Maybe? Yeah. You know, I like falling on cement, you know? I like doing that. Yes, Paul.
Wouldn't you want a field? Field turf seems more consistent. I know maybe it helped worse for injuries, but grass fields, they could be sloppy mess. They could have divots and all that thing. I don't know if I'd want a field turf.
Well, it feels like they.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Tom. By the way, why are we wearing the same jacket?
Because I like to emulate you and copy you, and I knew you were going to wear that jacket, so I'm like, I'm packing that same one.
Okay, that movie Single White Female, where the girl emulates the other girl.
That's exactly
there.
What I'm doing.
Yeah. McLovin used to go buy the shoes that I would have on. Like 3 days later, you go, where'd you get those? And I go, Zappos. And then you go, all right. And then three days later, McLovin would have the same shoes on. I go, no, that's creepy. And then I walk in today, and you have the same jacket on.
I obviously can't copy your hair, so if I clothing maybe is the best I can do to copy.
Yes, yes, Paul.
So just to put the question in perspective, they test for weed once a year. They barely, and they give the player a good heads up on when they're going to test for weed. They barely test for weed anymore in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't think they care. Maybe HGH they still care about, or steroids, maybe. I don't even know how often they test for that anymore, but... You know, I go back to that conversation I had with a former NFL quarterback, and, you know, we were just talking about certain things in the NFL, and then I said, is it steroids or HGH? And, you know, I kind of threw it out to him. He goes, I'll bet 75% of my teammates use HGH. And he goes, it's not a big deal anymore. And I'm like, okay, I guess. At least in that sport, it's not a big deal anymore. All right, what other poll question? Although I do like that one. That one's snarky. I like that one.
Yeah. It's a little different from some of the topics.
Okay.
We could go with looking at the guest list, best quarterback on the show today. Chase Daniel, Dan Orlovsky, Joe Montana.
All right, wait. Give me the full list there so I can process this and give you an educated answer. Okay.
Well, I started to go, I was you just bounce some around your head. So I'm like, all right, so whose career would you want? Chase Daniel, Dan Orlovsky. They both had good ones. And then you scroll down a little further, you're like, oh, Joe Montana, you got to put him in there.
Okay, second best quarterback on the show today.
Second best quarterback on the show today, but we'll put Joe Montana in with the three. Just, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. There could be some diehard Saints fans that are like, nah, that's our guy.
Okay.
Chase
Daniel, he was a backup quarterback when they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
By the way, he does an unbelievable job on his YouTube channel. He's really good at breaking down these quarterbacks. You know, here we are, and we said this was going to happen, and then it did, unfortunately. And that is, we didn't have any storylines with this Super Bowl. I think we're all in agreement that this is a great matchup. Like, just football-wise, storylines, what are we talking about? How much coverage is Taylor Swift going to get, and is Brock Purdy a game manager? That's it. And then you had somebody who asked Patrick Mahomes, can you do your best Kermit the Frog impersonation?
That's not very nice.
It's not.
That's kind of rude, nice. Kind of question to ask me right before the Super Bowl.
It's not very nice, though.
Okay, if we had Patrick Mahomes on the show.
Absolutely.
You would do that?
I did Shannon Sharp, it can't be much worse than
Shannon
Sharp.
I know, but you guys keep saying that's one of the worst things we ever did is you doing your Shannon Sharp impersonation.
It was awful.
But you were
great. You gave me no heads up that I was going to have to do that.
You were great with your Shannon Sharp impersonation.
I don't think he appreciated that.
I don't think we had him on one since.
No, we have not. That was years ago.
We have not had him on since. Then.
It's always somehow unavailable.
But then you did your you would do your Patrick Mahomes impersonation. So if I go, hey, Patrick, before we get started, you know, Fritzy does a great impersonation of you.
It's good to have you here, Pat. Thanks for taking the time. I know you want to plug Gatorade or Snickers or whatever you're doing. Good luck. Piggy.
Okay, can we play Patrick Mahomes from being, is this yesterday, Marvin? Do we have any Patrick Mahomes?
The only way to get him on the show.
Yeah. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Hi, Patrick. Chris Jones talked about the fact that you guys are now becoming like the villains of the NFL. There's a growing narrative out there. I know everyone prefers to be liked, but is it a role that you kind of enjoy in a way?
Not necessarily. I think I just like winning. If you win a lot and that causes you to be a villain, then I'm okay with it. But at the end of the day, I'm going to enjoy playing the game and try to win as much as possible.
Okay.
Everybody wears the black hat once in a while.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah. So that's it. That's where we are. Brock Purdy, game manager, Taylor Swift, and then can Patrick Mahomes be the villain?
All right, poll question. Is the media being unfair to Brock Purdy? Excuse me, Brock Purdy.
Purdy. That's what Cam Newton kept saying.
Brock Purdy.
And then I think people thought he was saying Brock Purdy, and then he was making fun of Brock Purdy. When we're talking about that he would be the 10th best player on the 49ers.
Well, there were a lot of people who were like, oh, really? There's no beef with you two guys? Why can't you even say his name right? And like, I don't think he's doing it like as a slight.
But it sounded like that when he said, I got nothing against Brock Purdy.
I thought it was like, you know how the Southern accent sometimes, you're saying the word pretty, but it comes out Purdy.
Yeah.
You know? Well, that's... I think Cam is saying
Brock Purdy.
Yeah, but it's coming out
like Purdy.
Purdy.
Brock Purdy.
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 Yeah, I think it's just like a Southern dialect.
Okay, so what's the question attached to that?
Is the media being unfair to Brock Purdy? Which I don't think that they are. That like one of the big storylines is people arguing about the media coverage of Brock Purdy, and it's totally fair. Like every young quarterback gets this when if they make a Super Bowl. Like, I don't know, is this guy a game man? I don't know. We can't talk about that. He deserves this. No, he does. Yes, we do. It's like, I don't know the guy. Nobody knows yet.
But I give Cam Newton credit when he came on. He said, look, I'm just being honest here. I'm not hating on Brock Purdy. I'm just being honest. What I see. Yes, Pauline.
I went back and looked at this. Cam Newton said Brock Purdy is the 10th ranked player on the team, talent-wise.
10th best player.
Okay. PFF has it almost exactly the same. Fred Warner is ranked above him. Christian McCaffrey, Kittle, Trent Williams, Bosa. I could give you three or four more players that are ranked higher on the PFF rankings of that team. So technically, Cam is right.
Okay. I mean,
yeah, but he just... yeah.
Once again, when you're desperate for storylines, you make something bigger than what it is. And they've done a great job in running with this to make this, you know... Brock Purdy, and if he wins the Super Bowl, and can he be the MVP? Remember when he was an MVP candidate, or at least he was being lumped in there? And then that's when you had some of the former players like, you know, you can't put him in there. He's a game manager. Well, and Cam even said yesterday, I said, is Tom Brady a game manager? And he said, yes, he is. He's a game manager, and there's nothing wrong with that. It should be viewed as a compliment. Cam admits that he didn't always manage a game. He used his athleticism sometimes when he didn't need to. So he is saying he wasn't a game manager, and it cost him sometimes. What else do we have there? By the way, we have gift bags here for all of our in-studio guests. They get Keeper's Heart, Good Ranchers, Miller Lite, the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, King's Hawaiian, and Traeger Grills. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. All right, Seton, what else?
Well, we could do something off of the NBA trade deadline, although that's not really getting any attention.
Yeah, but...
Will the Lakers get any better today? I don't know. That's kind of the only team that people are looking at, right?
Yeah, well, that's the only team that gets clicks. Unless Golden State, you know, trades Klay Thompson.
That would be big.
Yeah.
That would be huge.
But, man, we're starting to see it right before our very eyes when, you know, Clay's not playing the last 7 minutes of a game, and then, you know, you're just going, wow.
Sort of demoted this is, a little bit there.
This is it. This is it.
I'm still waiting for Clay to, like, yeah, hey, man, big boy pants, go get your own team and prove you could do it. And that's window's long gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Long gone.
Or Draymond Green, if he would get traded. That would be interesting as well. But I don't know if they had that yard sale where all of a sudden they go, you know what? Let's keep Steph, and let's see if we could get something for some of these older players. Yes, Todd?
I love the guy, but is it too soon to put Doc Rivers on the trading blocks? I know he just got the job. He seemed to be losing games again. He's doing
one and four?
Yeah. You know, taking the lead, then they don't have the lead, then they lose.
Yeah. How do you think the former coach, is that Adrian Griffin, feels? Is he keeping an eye on, you know, if the Bucks win or lose there? Because he was the problem. They talked about their defense or lack thereof.
Yeah, heck yeah.
And... Doc has not done well since he's gone.
We're not closing it out. We're just not closing games out.
Okay.
Got to play to four quarters. We're not playing four quarters.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Doc. By the way, you killed it yesterday. You were awesome yesterday.
Watch out today.
No, I was talking to Marvin. I was looking at Marvin. I said, you were killing it yesterday. And Todd, you had a good day yesterday. Once again, you had the injury to your leg. Devastating, career-ending, perhaps.
It's healing nicely.
Okay.
It's healing nicely.
Good.
I'm going to be okay.
All right. No shots, no, walk-in clinic, everything's good.
Everything looks all right.
Yeah. You got to play hurt. Got to play hurt sometimes.
Icy hot was not the way to go. Yeah, the icy part was fine. Then when the hot kicked
in. Yeah, with an open wound. Actually, it was a that's scratch or a cut.
I would call it a scratch. It was a gash, but that's
no,
fine.
It was not. It was an abrasion. I think you had an abrasion.
I was close to needing stitches, but you can call it what you want.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
It would have helped us out a lot if Todd got hurt last night and had something to report for the show today.
Yeah, yeah. We need something here today.
Yeah, the most exciting thing I did is I went to the food court, which I didn't know till like 2 days ago that there was one. And the guy said, why are you getting Uber Eats? They have like a whole nice food court there.
Todd was shocked when I told him there was restaurants at our
hotel. I was like,
hotel.
Really?
Yeah, they have restaurants here.
So I got a I couldn't decide between the burger and the chicken sandwich, so what do you think I did?
You got both.
Of course I did, with waffle fries.
Waffle fries.
Well, those onion rings are good too, man. Yeah. I've been eating there
every
day.
They did look good. I saw the onion rings. I almost got those too.
Yeah. By the way, this first hour brought to you by the great folks at Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases. No fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank member FDIC. All right. What poll question are we going to go with?
We're going to go
Are we going snarky?
We're going grass or grass to start.
Oh, sure. Okay.
We're going to transition into a Brock Purdy. Parody. Yeah, yeah. You know, this person raised a good question, too, though, but we should go back and look at the Patrick Mahomes headlines from his first Super Bowl.
Hmm. Or Tom Brady's first Super Bowl?
Yeah, well, he definitely got it, Tom Brady.
Yes, because would he throw for 140 yards?
Well, like if you're a high draft pick, people expect you to get there quickly, but if you fall to the later rounds, it's like, well, we don't really know about this guy. You know, it's kind of natural. Right?
I guess.
But yeah, I mean, half of Tom Brady's story is, look at where he was drafted! Look at where he was drafted! That's part of what makes him so great. If he was a first-round draft pick or went in the top 10, it would be like, yeah, that's what we thought.
You know what you're finding out now is, and this is always revisionist history, and maybe it's true, but the number of coaches or former coaches who will tell you that, yeah, we had Dak Prescott pretty high on our draft board, or we had Russell Wilson pretty high on our draft board. Now you're getting, you know what, Matt Rhule in Carolina. You know what, we were thinking about taking him in Carolina. I was vetoed. I'm like, okay. All righty. Yes, Paulie?
I've got the article from the Tom Brady's first Super Bowl, and the headline on ESPN.com, Vinatieri's 48-yard field goal caps Patriots upset. Brady doesn't get mentioned until the fourth paragraph of the story.
Mm.
Tom Brady shook off an ankle injury to have a solid game and have a late drive, but he's not the focal point at all of this article.
Okay. Yes, Marv?
During that first Super Bowl, they were talking about, are the Rams the next dynasty?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, if they win 2 and 3 years, and the Patriots look like, oh, they were just a Cinderella story, and they'll just be here for this 1 year.
Well, I don't think anybody believed that Tom Brady was going to be Tom Brady.
Oh, hell no.
If you watched that, you'd be like, okay. Like, he did okay. He had a couple of nice passes, but it was about their defense and Vinatieri. Tom Brady talks about Bill Belichick. We'll have that for you coming up as well. Coming up next, the phrase, the get-off. Lane Johnson of the Eagles. We'll talk to him about the phrase that's sweeping offensive linemen around the world, the get-off. So he'll talk about that coming up as well. We'll take a break. Just getting started. Hour one here at the beautiful Fountain Blue Hotel. They've been our host all week long, and they have lived up to their reputation. We haven't, but they have. So we really appreciate everything they've done for us. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Mylett or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
All right, let's rate the studio audience so far. Okay. Pretty good. You know what's shocking? That we got 15,000 people in here today. That's what it sounds like. I haven't even turned around to look at the crowd. It feels like around 15, 16,000 people here. It's not that it's cold. It's just cold for Las Vegas, right? That's what it feels like. And I told the Danettes, do not complain. Nobody wants to hear you complaining about how cold it is. You're at the Super Bowl. You're staying at a great hotel.
It's bitter cold, though.
Shut up. Today's Mercedes-Benz interview of the day is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz EV. Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. The feeling all Mercedes, the choice all yours. Learn more, mbusa.com/EQ. He's a five-time Pro Bowl offensive tackle and part of the Super Bowl winning team, fourth overall pick by the Eagles back in 2013. And he's a finalist for the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year. Let's say hello to Lane Johnson of the Eagles here.
Good morning.
You know, sometimes you see somebody and you go, I wonder what that guy does for a living. I don't wonder about that when I look at you.
You don't second guess.
Now, were you ever a bouncer?
I never was, thank God.
Okay. But could you take all of us?
Depends on what day. Maybe on a good Sunday.
Like right now, if we all stood up.
Yeah, well, I mean, we could try.
Could you?
It's a hypothetical.
Yeah, you're leaving that inside open. You got to get lower.
Okay, once again, it's called the get-off.
Yeah.
Right? Explain to the audience what the get-off is. We're fascinated by this more than anything.
So the get-off, you have the quarterback who's about 8 yards, and the defensive end and the tackle are getting off the ball to see who can, I'm trying to prevent him from sacking the quarterback. So to the audience, it's like a 100-meter dash. The sprinter has to master the first, 10, 20 yards. So for me, getting that timing down allows me to get in a good position to block the end. So a lot of times the DN likes when the tackle turns his shoulders to the sideline. That may seem more susceptible to getting beat inside.
Okay, so do you look at the ball, or are you listening for what Jalen Hurts says?
So for at home, and we have a cadence, listen to the cadence. And if we're on the road, we usually have a signal by the center or by the guard that allows me the time. So usually it's a tap of the center. I know a certain time.
How many illegal motion penalties have you had?
So it's crazy. I feel like I had a lot more earlier in my career. And then, like, now the attention's on me, I've had, a lot less. Like, going into the season, I just remember seeing articles, just me, false start. And I said, it's going to be an interesting year. But I don't know if I had one. Maybe one.
But I'm watching, and it certainly seems like you're getting off before anybody else does.
Yeah, I think.
Cheating?
Yeah, Lane? There's certainly times where I'm early and I should get called, but when you look at how it's broke down, so as soon as Kelsey flicks his wrist, that's technically what I'm going on. So a lot of times in these steal shots, it shows me with my leg up and Kelsey's already cocked to snap the ball. It's just not showing it in the picture frame.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been called early and I've got my fair share of penalties.
Okay, but have you changed offensive tackles?
No, so what's funny is when I came in, I was always late. So my college film, my coach always said, you're late off the ball, what's going on? And then I played next to Jason Peters, and so I felt like he was just passing it down to me, and he got it from Walter Jones. Trent Williams is great at it. So a lot of the tackles that are really good in this league, that's part of the game.
How did you guys react when Jason Kelce was named one of the sexiest men of the year?
I think we knew it a lot earlier on when we did the ESPN shoot. The body issue. So now I think just the audience is starting to see what we've known all along.
So you thought he was sexy, is what you're saying?
He had his moments.
That's weird.
He had his moments.
That's awkward, but okay. Is he coming back? Are you planning on him coming back?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would like for him to come back, as a player. But I feel like he would be a great coach as well. But also he has a lot of stuff going for him off the field. So. He has his options, but yeah, I would love to see him back.
Okay. Does your family ask you to ask him questions about Taylor Swift?
Sometimes, but
do you
sometimes I just avoid it. Yeah, I just...
Have you asked a question about Taylor Swift?
No, not really, because, I've sat by him for the last 10 years, in meetings, so it's I already know.
No concert tickets? You don't ask for a hookup?
Not yet. It's just, it's the wrong time of year. We're still playing. We just now had some recent time off, so maybe this summer or spring we're looking for some T-Swift tickets.
How tough is it to watch the Super Bowl?
It's tough, but, when you look at, how we handled the second half of the season, obviously what we... wasn't what we expected, but I feel like looking back, you got to cherish the moment. It is a big moment getting to the playoffs, and so next time around, hopefully it's a lot different.
Okay, explain to me what happened the last, whatever, 6-8 weeks of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like as film piles up, and I feel like really after the 49ers game where, you know, it's kind of them dismantling us, I felt like teams kind of piggybacked off that. So I don't know if it was something we were doing with our scheme-wise. Maybe the teams were on to what we were running. But it was a lot more difficult than what it needed to be because you've seen what the offense has been, and then you see that stretch, and it's, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, because you go to the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
Could have easily won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the expectation, I mean, here are the Chiefs, they're back. And then you guys aren't even a playoff team.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the great thing about the NFL. I mean, teams, you know, you think should be beatable, aren't. I mean, and it's just like you look at the second half of our season. You know, games we should have won, close games, we end up losing the last 6 or 7. So, it is what it is, but, you know, when we reflect, a lot of changes are going on in Philly right now. So, you know, I'm excited about that, and I feel, you know, with the nucleus that we do have, I feel like we have a good chance of getting back to where we need to be.
Where are all the great offensive linemen coming from? It feels like there's a drought in college because of how you play in college is not how you play in the pros.
Man, you know, that's tough. You know, I like to say Texas is usually pretty good.
Oh, that's tough for you to say that Texas is good. Tough. Coming from Oklahoma.
I think of Jason Peters, but, you know, you look at the South, the Midwest, like that's generally a good answer. But, you know, when you're looking at tackles, I mean, I feel like the speed of the game has changed so much. So you're seeing the best athlete on the edge, the Myles Garretts of the world.
What's that like?
Oh, man, it's like you're in the enclosure with a jaguar. And
a big jaguar.
A jaguar, and, yeah, the quarterback's the meat pile, and you gotta all right, just keep him away.
Yeah. Have you ever apologized to Jason after he got sacked?
No, not really. I mean, it's, you know, usually it doesn't happen very much. But, yeah, usually I think a good one happened early in training camp. I was like, hey, it's not going to happen. You know, it's not going to happen too much more. So.
Oh, okay. Because I always wonder when your guy sacks the quarterback and then you go over to help him up and then he's looking up at you and you're the reason why I'm down here because you let your man beat
Thanks,
me.
Buddy. Yeah, it's like Keanu Reeves and the Replacements. What are you doing? Come on, help me out.
But also, you have to decide, do I get called for holding or do I allow a sack?
Yeah, I think the holding definitely, yeah. I'd say hold any time.
Can I call holding on every play?
You could.
Okay.
Yeah, but once the defender gets outside the framework of the tackle and outside that and your arms get extended, then that's usually when they call it.
Yeah, I was wondering about that when we were thinking about if we came up with mittens.
Well, they used to block like this back in the day. Maybe we should just go back to that.
Well, no, but if I gave you mittens, then it's, you know, no fingers, but mittens.
Like oven mitts?
Yes, and the defensive player has to have oven mitts as well.
I think we should go to Nike and get a glove designed.
Okay, here we go. All right.
Yeah, wheels turning.
We're going to make millions of dollars, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Who's the guy that you can, you look in, across the line and you go, uh-oh?
You know, anytime I had to block Vaughn, you know, Micah's one of those guys, Max Crosby, you know, really any of those guys. I don't know if you've seen Danielle Hunter walk around the field, but you're going, oh, hey, what planet is this guy from? So I'm like, whoa, I need some more baby oil in my arms next time I come out.
Okay.
So, yeah, you see some guys like that, Khalil Mack the same way, you're going, whoa, where are they coming from?
Do you put baby oil on your arms?
I used to, but now it's just, no, not really.
Okay. But is that an illegal substance?
Yeah, I mean, but I feel like in the cold, I don't know.
Is it gamesmanship?
Yeah. When it's warm, yeah, definitely. You know, you have the sweat going with it. It's definitely hard to grab. But guys like to do it. It's like wrestlers before they come out. You know, they're trying to look yoked up. You know, yeah, they're trying to flex up.
One of 32 nominees for the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year, presented by Nationwide. So Nationwide's done a wonderful job donating more than $2.3 million to community and philanthropic causes. Your reaction when you found out you were nominated?
Yeah, so I was genuinely surprised. So, you know, obviously they got the video in the room, but, you know, when I'm in the room, it's mostly Stout talking, and he's very high detailed, and, you know, you can't miss something because he'll pop quiz, and then he just starts going on into this, and I'm like taken back, and then Kels gets up, and usually when Kels speaks, you know, he gets emotional. I mean, it's just, you know, any pregame speech, I mean, he pours his heart into it, and so, you know, I knew how much it meant to the guys around me. I knew how much it meant to Chris Long when he was here with the Eagles. And, you know, Nationwide has been sponsoring this for the past 10 years. And, you know, I just think the nominees and the people that have been a part of this are phenomenal and do a lot of good, you know, commit to changing their communities and, you know, really helping out.
But you also did a wonderful thing where you talked about mental health.
Yeah.
And, you know, big, tough guys and football players, and you guys, you know, don't talk about these things. But where did the courage to come forward come from?
Yeah, so I was dealing with a terrible ankle injury. I was contemplating retirement, and so I was, you know, trying to play through that and, had a lot of different emotions going through my head. And so I took those three games, and whenever I came back, instead of making up some story, you know, I felt like to genuinely express what I was going through, would do more help than harm. And so, you know, through that, I've committed to Cuth, which helps high school kids for mental health causes. And just really, I feel like the dialogue in my generation has been a lot greater than maybe when I came into the league. And so I've seen a lot of guys get help, you know, even guys after games I'm talking to, or they mess me on Instagram. And so, you know, there's a lot of guys that are playing at a very high level that are dealing with lots of stuff. But, you know, I think just the communication and guys being transparent has been incredible.
Yeah, I think people don't realize, or players don't realize, or, you know, people in general don't realize there's other people, how many people are suffering from this. Mm. And they're looking for somebody to be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
So then they can talk about it. Then that leads to other people. Max Crosby came on the show a couple of years ago. He talked about, you know, alcoholism. And we had a woman who was in the audience a couple of days ago, and she said, you know, he changed my life, probably saved my life, because she stopped drinking, listening to Max Crosby talk about that. So you have a platform, use the platform. It's a powerful voice, and, you know, it resonates with somebody somewhere at some point in their life.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the main thing is to bring education to everything so people know what the symptoms are, know what the feelings are, and really become educated on what it is and how to handle it. But, yeah, when you get stories of athletes, like mine was Tyson Fury or Michael Phelps, when you hear stories like that and the caliber of athletes, who's, you know, sometimes athletes think they can achieve their way out of things.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And
yeah.
That's kind of the,
Depression's undefeated. Yeah. I mean, it'll get you and hold on to you there.
Yeah,
you
know? But it's something you constantly have to be in the present, and you have to focus on being in the present. You know, we're in a distracted world, and so you have to train it.
And you're trying to cheat when you're playing because you're putting baby oil on.
And jumping off the ball.
Jumping offside.
A lot of stuff going on.
Okay, now the get-off, I want you to judge my guys. So they're going to get up here, and if you're watching on Peacock, you'll be able to see it. So this is Paulie, who is, he's fascinated by the get-off.
The call, like Jalen Hurts' call?
Oh, so you're going to do the set hut?
How's my setup?
Yeah, so you want to get lower. So you want to think your elbows on your knees.
Yeah, I don't think physically can.
Yeah, bend over more. You know, yeah, there you go.
Okay.
And then next thing, you're thinking of kicking your right foot like you're kicking through a wall.
Like that.
Yeah, shuffle a little bit, but think of a big kick and then shuffle.
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
Ready?
Down. Set. Hot.
I want one
more. Like a crab going across the beach.
Micah's not getting by.
The coaches like the quick feet.
All right,
Micah Parsons wants nothing to do with you.
I want one more. I'm going to do his get off. Ready?
Okay, here we go.
Down, sit up. There you go.
A little early.
Yeah, a little early. Flag on you.
Fritzy, do you want to give this a shot? Now, he suffered a devastating injury yesterday. That he has a slight.
So, whatever you can do. So, my kick, I think of that first, you know, I'm getting that right leg about back behind me like I'm kicking through a wall. Here we go.
Oh, too late.
Down.
It was on two.
No, it's not on two.
I'm going to say down.
Whoa.
I'm going to say down then. Say hut. Down. Say hut.
You don't want to mess with that, do you?
So that's kind of old school.
Okay, here we go. All right, here we go.
I'm trying to show him is I'm kicking like this.
Oh, okay.
Old school guy. So Willie Anderson showed me this foot back first. And he says your center of gravity is better than.
How about Paulie? Right, Paulie, I need you to be the edge rush. Stay up your lane.
Okay.
Paulie's going to rush you and do whatever you need to do. If you need to smack him, then you smack him. Okay. Here we go.
You want some of this?
Paulie,
I'm not sure where he's going. You got a lot of inside.
That's my goal.
That's my
Miles Garrett. Sit. Hut. Wait! I think you're holding, Lane. I think you are holding.
So I feel pretty good. That's the pressure, I think.
That is? Yeah.
That was
Jesus Christ.
So your hands are right here, so I'm right here, and I'm trying to replace.
Do you want another shot?
I didn't get there in time.
Oh, you want another shot of him?
No, I'm kind of.
You can go.
Okay, redemption.
Okay. Down, set, hit it! Oh! Man, you almost got the quarterback, Paulie.
That's a jump set.
Yeah.
That went into my chest.
Yeah, I know. I like it. I like it.
He's pretty wiry. Hey, don't let me fool you. I got to feel his hands.
Not many edge rushers weigh 175 pounds, so you did a great job. Congrats again on being nominated, one of the 32 nominees for the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year. He's Lane Johnson, everybody. Thank you, Lane.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. We'll take a break. We're back after this with our Play of the Day, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Brother, left side, got it!
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Five on the shot clock, though, for Derek White. Going to have to force it here over Matthews. Tough three, and he hits it. All the threes the Celtics have missed tonight, and Derek White hits some tough ones, including that one at the shot clock buzzer, and the Celtics suddenly have their largest lead up by eight.
Boston's won seven straight regular season meetings with the Hawks. White ended up with 21 points, and that's courtesy of the Celtics Radio Network. That's your Play of the Day. Play of the Day brought to you by Express Employment Professionals, helping hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes and interviews with unqualified applicants. Move up to the pros. Go to expresspros.com to find a location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. See and update the poll results if you can't.
Yeah, Ken, we got two of them working right now. If you were an NFL player, would you rather have grass fields or legal grass?
OK,
Right now, Grass Fields, 85% of the audience. That's really interesting.
Okay.
We're also putting up there right now, who is the second best quarterback on the show today? Chase Daniel, Dan Orlovsky, and Joe Montana, yeah. That guy. Okay. That's right. Forgot about all him. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Results are still pending.
Maybe somebody from Chase Daniel's family or Dan Orlovsky's family might put Montana as the second best quarterback.
I mean,
here.
It's possible.
It is possible. Yes, Paulie.
Do you think the NFL is going to look at this and say, you know what?
Like our results here today?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay.
But the NFLPA put this out there on purpose to say during Super Bowl week to try to push for grass fields for their players. The NFL, it's going to be really costly to do grass fields throughout the entire league. Are they just going to ignore this and move on to the offseason?
Probably. I mean, it's, you know, the owner and what he wants with his field, and then it's multi-purpose and concerts there. Can you roll something in? Can you roll something out? You know, we have dome stadiums. What are you going to do with that? Feels like the NFL should pony up. I mean, they're making billions. So why not just say, we're going to spend this money to...
Oh, Dan Patrick.
I know.
You jokester.
Yeah.
Somebody tell the billionaires to spend their money.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Player safety?
Yeah. Yeah, player safety. Yeah.
Well, what about who it's going to cost jobs then? Because we don't have the money to do.
Well, if the commissioner comes on the show, then I'll say, that's not going to happen either. Yes, Paul.
Maybe get like, you know, Home Depot or Lowe's or Scott's as a sponsor and offset the cost of the entire field thing, the entire grass field thing. Make it into
How much does it cost?
Well, I think the Arizona Cardinals have that slide-in, slide-out system with the grass field.
Yeah.
That seems like it's very expensive. Back to you.
Okay, but we help buy the stadium, finance the stadium.
Right.
I don't know. Can we get something? You know, can we have our players protected? Exactly. Yeah.
Right. We build it and we pay to park there. Anywho.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we'll talk to a couple of quarterbacks. Dan Orlovsky will join us coming up. And Chase Daniel and final hour, Deion Sanders and Joe Montana. Yes, he.
You know, I wonder, though, if there's a real problem with football and grass fields, because so much of the play is concentrated in a certain area right down the middle of the field, that it must be the upkeep of it must be almost impossible, or not impossible, but extremely difficult. You know, I mean, just if you just look at the way the game is played.
Well, it's like Washington's field was embarrassing. You know, Oakland played on a baseball field. You know, what could go wrong there for your football players, right? So I think that this is a long time coming of having some kind of uniformity where the players say, this is what we need. But once again, a lot of times when they do these collective bargaining agreements, these are things that you could collectively bargain and say, this is what we want. Because you know that 18th game is coming up here soon. The owners are going to be pushing for that. You know, but the players will—they'll opt for money than they will, you know, having a safer football field there. Yeah, Paul.
We have like a strike of players chanting, "We want grass, we want grass," and nobody knows what they're talking about.
Well, it'd be a grassroots kind of.
There you go.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom.
Blue.
Are you kidding me? The audience is turning on me here. It's like I did something. Oh, I got a bloop, I think, out of somebody there.
I heard something out there.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. Yes, Paul.
By the way, Todd Puffy Fritz, he put the Miller Lite jersey on over his puffy jacket.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I thought it'd be ironic for someone. I'm heavy and I'm wearing light. It's just kind of a fun thing. Just the whole.
I think it looks pretty good, Todd.
Thank you.
But you didn't have to. Somebody just called you the Michelin Man. See, that's
not
mean.
Necessary.
Accurate, but mean.
You don't know him like that.
It's it's more accurate than mean, so we can wink at that.
Yeah, but you could have put the shirt on.
I didn't have time. We were running over to the. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to throw it over the jacket.
All right.
Heavy, light.
Now I got it.
Back to you in the studio.
Oh, there's more of that gold wear.
All right.
Yeah, coming up next hour. And Todd's got bad Vegas jokes. Is that also
dad
coming?
Dad jokes. Las Vegas dad jokes.
Dad jokes. Dad jokes. Bad dad jokes.
Bad dad.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.